You all know I have a habit of reading the scripture readings the week before I have to preach. I've always done that. It's something that is nothing new. You've heard me say that before. It allows the word of God to sit in my heart for a week and kind of marinate. You know, God's word doesn't change, does it? What does change is us and our situation. So I read the readings and think and pray and try to apply the scriptures to the people in front of me. That it might make it plain and make some sense. We come here to be instructed and inspired, don't we? Yes. We come in a twisted world, a twisted nation, to try to find some direction in the ways of righteousness. Amen. So I read the scriptures last week, and specifically the gospel the deacon just read, I thought to myself, I wouldn't be standing here. In fact, I'm going to title this word today, I wouldn't be standing here. And the reason why I say is because when I read the gospel and I heard about these two children, these two sons, and when I heard and read once again, as I've heard many times, when the order was given from the father, from the parent, to go out and do a chore, the son said, I will not go. I wouldn't be standing here. I'm not sure about your household.
Come on now.
But in my household, at 2021 West Venango Street, there wasn't a lot of conversation about orders. You see, I came from a time when parents gave you a direction or an order, you did it. I can't imagine my mother saying, Stephen, put the trash out. I will not. You see, I ain't one of your friends. A hard head makes a soft behind. I bought you in this world. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? But no, there was something called chores. And we all had them, didn't we? It could have been putting the trash out, helping with the groceries or put them up. Y'all didn't have baseboards back in the day. We had baseboards. You had to get that undershirt that was all ripped up and soak it in some Clorox. And get down and wipe the, y'all ain't with me, wipe the baseboards.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
They done, wipe them again. I wiped so many baseboards in my life. But the list goes on and on. When I heard the word of God today and smiled about growing up and the thing called chores, not for money, not to barter with your parents, but just because you're part of the family. Chores were part of being communal, community life. That's why to this very day, I still put the trash out. Somebody said, why you put the trash out? Because the trash has got to go out.
See?
And when I see Sister Nancy and Sister Mary and their other sisters put their trash out on Oakdale Street, why can't I put my trash out?
Come on now.
It's part of community life. It's the same thing in this family. Somebody has to open the church up and make sure the church is safe. Everyone is welcomed in God's house.
Amen.
But I tell you one thing, we don't mess around with anybody in God's house.
Come on now.
We don't do that here. We protect our children. You're welcomed here to get your praise on. But this part of the house is making sure we're safe in God's house. We thank God for our deacon who makes sure the house is locked up and things are prepared. That's what deacons do. And the roles we all play, the chore of serving the altar, singing God's praises, making sure people are safe and comfortable. It's all part of the chores of the family of God. When I heard this reading today, I thought it's much more than simply about parenting, about human parenting. Jesus gives this direction, this parable, to whom? The chief priests and the scribes. The chief priests and the elders, he directs this to. Those who think they were high and mighty. The elite. And telling them just how God operates. For God is a divine parent who's full of love and mercy and kindness and patience. He looks beyond our faults and sees our needs. I'm so glad I have a God who's patient with me. I'm so glad I have a God who allows me to make a mistake and then correct it. Over and over again these last few weeks, we've heard about God being so merciful. And maybe we need to hear that right now in a very twisted world we find ourselves. But this man had two sons. And the first son said, I will not go, but then changed his mind and went and did his assignment. The second one gave lip service. I'll go. I'll do it. I got you. And never did it. Which one, Jesus says, does the will of the Father? It's the one who seemed like he was being so disobedient, but then changed around. And did indeed what God the Father asked him to do. The fact is, church, that's us. We're the people that call to, even though we might say something and we change our mind, God smiles upon that. And gives us chance after chance to try to get it right. Because none of us have got this thing called Christian life down pat. I know I don't. And you don't either. All of us are in the working biz of trying our best to get it right, to do right by God, to do the will of God. And that's why he says something that blew away the people that time. Maybe it doesn't shock us so much, but he says, tax collectors and prostitutes are getting in the kingdom ahead of you. What? Those people? Ratchet, nasty, bougie, all those things? Those people? Why? Because they changed. God is in the business of conversion. God's not so much concerned about what you did yesterday. I like that. God is not so much concerned about but am I trying my best to get it right today, and then tomorrow, and then the next day? God allows us to grow up, and we look at our lives and go backwards. And we think about the things we've done to offend God and neighbor and ourselves. But God says that you learn something from it. When I chastise children, anytime I've had a chance to, as a priest and whatever, teacher, I often say, you can't go back and change. You hit me. You hit me. And I invite the children to think about their behavior. How could this have been done differently? You can't go back and change the fight that happened in sixth grade. What led you to do that? To think, to reflect on your behavior, that you might get it right the next time. Yeah. Maybe when someone calls you a name, you might confront them differently than violence. It invites us to reflect on our life and say, how do I get it better? How do I get better beyond the lip service of just saying, I'm gonna do it, and truly live out the life that God has called each of us to, and not just lip service. God doesn't want that. An authentic heart, because we know what really moves someone to change It's not fear, but love. It's love. It's true love that invites someone to change. When I think about my own behavior and I reflect and pray on it and say, is that the behavior of someone who's been so loved by God? It invites me to change my life. It's a great statue of St. Monica. In the church of St. Monica in South Philadelphia, one of my favorite images of her, the mother of St. Augustine, who, like many moms here in church, prayed for her son. Like that song, "Somebody Prayed for Me," had me on their mind, took the time. I'm so glad she just prayed for me. You see, Augustine was prayed back to righteousness for the prayers of his mother. Who knows a mom's prayer this morning? Who knows about praying your sons and your daughters into conversion? Who knows what I'm talking about this morning? Put that boy on the altar. Put her on the altar and pray for her. And she gave it time. Gotta give it time, church. The statue says, Watch this. No one is far from God. No one is far from God. Monica never gave up on her boy, because God doesn't. No one is far from God. She prayed him. It's the same thing we must do. Asking God to help us to move from good to great. Asking God to look at our lives and say, am I being my best self? Living my best life. Not going back to where I used to be. Living my best life. Are you living your best life, church? Your best life. Your best life in Christ Jesus. Because some folks want to pull you back to that old life. I ain't going back there anymore. I'm living my best life. Because I know the love and the mercy and the kindness we sang it today, Lord, remember your mercies. And God does. Doesn't remember my mistakes. He just says, Stephen, I know you fall. I know you stumble. But guess what? It's when you stop moving that the devil gets you. You got to keep moving and moving and moving. You can't give up. The same thing in this world we're in right now, in this nation we're in right now. We can't give up. We've come too far. We've come too far. And when a woman in her bed, in her house, with her boyfriend, minding her own business, with no criminal record, is shot and killed, and then no charges? Well, you can't give up. I was talking to Father Bozeman the other day about protesting. Whether it is on the streets, whether it's in the pulpit, we better tell our people, protest yourself to the polling place on November 3rd. Protest. Not to tell you who to vote for. That's between you and the Lord. You repeat that again. Don't be quote me on something I didn't say. But you better vote.
Come on.
Women, vote.
Come on.
Black people, vote. All of us, vote. It's one way we don't give up. Don't give up. Keep on, because God doesn't give up on us. That's why I praise him.
Come on. Yeah.
That's why I praise him. Because he woke me up this morning and started me on my, that's why I praise him.
Yeah.
You see, my God is still in the blessing business. That's why I praise him.
Yeah.
because God deserves all the honor, all the praise, all the thanks for what God has done. That's why I still praise him, because he's been so good to me, so good for every mountain. Who knows about the mountains? You know what I'm talking about. This, he brought me over. Every trial, you see me through. For every blessing, God deserves a praise, church. God deserves a praise this morning. Trouble don't last always. For every mountain, I got so much to thank God for. So many wonderful blessings. I praise him because of his mercy, his kindness, his patience, his goodness to me. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. That's why I praise him. For this, I give you the praise. Amen.
I got so much to thank God for. So many wonderful blessings and so many open doors. A breath. That's why I praise you. And for this, I'll give you praise. Starting me on my way, for letting me see the sunshine of a brand new day, a brand new mercy, along with each new day. That's why I praise you, that's why I praise you for this. You're Jehovah Jireh, you've been my provider. See, so many times you rescued me, so many times you met my needs. I want to thank you for the blessings you give me each day. Oh, that's why I praise you. For this I give praise, Lord. Thank you. give you praise.
Come on, church. Come on, church. Somebody knows what I'm talking about this morning. Somebody knows what I'm talking about this morning. Been through some trials. You can't come up because we know we can't be too close to each other, but you know what I'm talking about this morning. It's those health issues. You got over COVID. Because God is so good to you. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you prayed for that boy to come back to church. And he's back in church. You know, you got to give us some praise this morning. You've been going through some stuff at work. Going through some stuff at work. Trying to get it right. And God gave you a little window of hope. You're going through some stuff with your marriage. Oh, it looks good in church. But you're going through some stuff at home. And God gave you direction. You're going through some challenges with addiction. Who knows what I'm talking about this morning? It's hard out there in the struggle. And God brought you through a new day. You're trying to navigate through the political storm we find ourselves in today, and you wonder, is it going to get better? When fair and justice doesn't seem to make it on the agenda. And God says it's going to be all right. Well, you're trying to work it through your finances. And it's hard. And God just continues to say to trust. Because when the praises go up,
yes, come on, come on. Yes, sir.
When you're giving the praise, when you thank Him, When you say, you know, I'm going to go to church today to get my praise on this morning. When you find yourself battling something you didn't think you could even figure out, trust me, I know what I'm talking about. And a classmate says to you, let's talk offline. I can help you out. That's why I praise him. For this, I give him praise. To pastor a church family that comes through some storms and trials and tribulations, that crosses bridge and boundaries, to come to this house to worship our God like we know that we know that we know that we know deserves the praise and thanks. Hallelujah. I give him praise. There's no church family like St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church in the kingdom of North. Nobody. Nobody greater than us. And we keep on keeping on. Because God holds you in the palm of God's hand. God loves you. And God will never give up on you. We rise and profess our faith.